USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
Top Democrats are threatening to subpoena the White House after a report says that President Trump ordered top secret security clearance for his son-in-law. While at CPAC today, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, was asked about the report.
"We don't discuss security clearances. I'm not even going to discuss my own. But I will tell you that the president has the absolute right to do what was described."
Speaking of CPAC, Vice President Mike Pence spoke earlier on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
CNN analyst Van Jones credited the conservative movement with galvanizing support for criminal justice reform during an appearance at CPAC.
"Here's the deal. The conservative movement in this country, unfortunately from my point of view, is now the leader on this issue of reform. My problem is I now have a conservative movement that for libertarian reasons, for Christian conservative reasons, and for fiscally conservative reasons, is actually doing a great job on what should be my issue. This is supposed to be my issue. You are stealing my issue. Take some dead gum credit for being smart. Take some dead gum credit for getting it right."
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California struggling with deadly floods. In Sonoma County, the Russian River flooded to its highest level in 25 years, turning two towns into virtual islands. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Sherry Mercadona was sexually assaulted in her hotel room while traveling for work back in 2014. According to court documents, her assailant got her room key from the hotel staff without any security checks. Mercadona tells CBS This Morning that she felt safe staying at her hotel and in her surroundings due to the hotel brand.
"You walk in and you see the name, and you're trusting within the name. And through this process, I learned that it's not. There's owners, operators, franchisees, you know."
"So you thought this was Hilton in charge of everything?"
"Yeah. I think that's something that has to be more recognizable, that when we go, it's not necessarily a Hilton or a Marriott or a Hyatt. It is somebody like, in my case, you know, an owner-operator situation."
Attorney and professor of hospitality law, Stephen Barth, has some tips for when you're staying at a hotel.
"When we get to the hotel front desk, don't provide your name out loud. If the front desk agent calls your room number out loud, you need to request a different room. When you sign off on the guest check, if you're billing it to the room, hand that receipt with your information back to the server so that you know it's in the custody and control of the hotel and not some random person."
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.